Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly once again in for Joe DeCamera today. Devin Caney is here. We're live from the Borgata in Atlantic City. And back in the studio, John Ritchie. Richie Rich.
Roger that, Tom. Dev. What's up, guys? Hey, I wanted to mention, I do care what's up with you, but I also wanted you to know volcanoes can create lightning.
Is nice. That right? Yeah. Wow. How about that? How does that work exactly, John?
Do you really want to know?
Yeah, I do want to know.
When individual ash particles rub together and form enough static electricity to generate a lightning bolt, that's when they create lightning. Or plumes of water vapor and ash can erupt with such force that they rise high enough to form ice crystals in very cold air. And those ice crystals then generate static electricity.
Wow. So you'd see lightning down in the lava?
That's pretty, that's crazy, man.
Yeah,
lightning
is crazy.
Lightning and lava and volcanoes. That's pretty cool.
I'm having trouble envisioning it, but it sounds really cool.
It's a lot
cool.
to so handle. It's almost sensory overload.
It is. That's an interesting fact to start the day, and I'm sure just one of many pieces of enlightening things that John will drop on us throughout the course of the show today. But we've got a lot
was
to get
sarcasm,
to today, guys.
Tom?
No, it's not sarcasm
that,
at all.
That I mean, felt sarcastic.
You enlighten us every day, John. You enlighten me every day.
See, again,
and I'm grateful
that,
for
that. Is that sarcasm?
It is not sarcasm.
Buzz, what do you think?
You can't tell.
But a little sarcastic. Sarcastic to me.
Devin,
just
am I being
touch.
Sarcastic? I mean, you're looking right at me.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Just a skosh, Tom.
Even that response from Devin felt a little sarcastic.
I agree with that. I agree. Tom, are you on, he's on a Calgon. Did you have a Calgon bath at the,
A Calgon bath?
What are you talking about?
Calgon,
no.
Take me away bath.
Is that
you guys remember
that
those
do?
Commercials? You just tilt back in a bath like DeCamera would lean back in a Calgon bath. Calgon, take me away.
Yeah,
bubble
I have
bath.
No,
no
I
clue.
Have no idea what you're talking about. No idea what you're talking about.
I was
what?
Crossing
I don't
it.
Know.
Crossing
yeah,
it. Weird. Well, Tom Kelly is down the shore. You know, like this is cool. He's down the shore. I was just wondering if it was a chance to get in the jacuzzi in there and unwind.
I did not.
Because it feels like he's a tortured dad most nights.
I didn't do that. I didn't do beer bongs on the beach as you suggested I do yesterday.
Oh, come on.
I had to be in good shape for the show today, James.
Wait, so you didn't celebrate on the way down as we discussed?
I did not. I just kind of hung out last night, got ready for the show. And speaking of the show that we're doing right now, we have a lot to get to throughout the course of the show today. I'll be taking the Joe spot in Beat the Hammer at 7:45. So if that coming up, a lot of stuff going on throughout the course of the show today. But the big story today, guys, the Philly second half of the season gets started tonight after a few days off. And it's crazy. It's only 4 days off, but it feels to me like the Phillies have been off for 2 weeks. You get so used to being in the rhythm, them playing every day. They start back up tonight. Angels coming into town. And here we sit, Phillies 55-41. They're first place by a half game over the Mets in the NL East. We got, about 10 days until the trade deadline here. And I want to know for the stretch run, as we start this show and we start the second half today, do you still believe in the Phillies? And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494 is how you get in and start the show. And it might sound crazy to ask about a first place team, but let's face it, this has been an uneven year. It hasn't been, I'd say, smooth with the Phillies this year. They've had incredible starting pitching, but very inconsistent offense. A bullpen that has been, up and down, I'd say, at best so far this season. But when I look at this team, I still do believe in the possibility that they could get in the playoffs, they could make a deep run with the right moves. And I think that's really the big piece of it, is when we look ahead to the trade deadline, and it's easy for us as fans to say, we want to see them go all in, we want to see them make the big move. But you only do that if you really believe in the team. You only do that if you really think this team, this core, has a chance to make a deep run, win a World Series. I still do believe, despite their issues, despite their struggles, they have that ability. and want to know where you fall. 215-592-9494. Where are you, John? Do you still believe that with the right additions, this team has the capability to make a deep run?
Yes, I do believe that. I'm not a believer that Aaron Nola comes back and makes an impact. I am a believer that Dave Dombrowski goes all in this time. You know, it's felt lukewarm the last couple trade deadlines, and this time we know what we need. Probably two arms for the bullpen, and an outfielder who is a righty who is awesome, you know, who can swing and give us some pop and home runs. My gosh, did you see we're 18th in home runs? 18th in home runs in Major League Baseball? That is not expected. That's not what this payroll should indicate. So I do think that has to be better in the second half. Just like we know Bryce has to be better. We know his first half numbers, what, 261, 10 homers, 35 RBI. You know, lukewarm. It's not good enough. I do expect Bryce to have a much better second half now that he's back and feeling better. I'm excited to see how he can carry us, but other guys have to pick up some slack too. Holy cow. 18th in home runs?
Yeah, and with this lineup, I mean,
it's
that's
only
not
Schwarber who's actually outperforming or performing the way he should be in terms of the power numbers this
absolutely
season.
And that's the thing. With this lineup and the money you have invested in it, that's not good enough. I mean, 18th in home runs for the Phillies lineup is nowhere close to where it needs to be. They should absolutely be in the top 10. You need more power, as you said, from Harper. Now, with Harper, obviously, missed about a month when you're tallying it all up throughout the first half. But you need more from him. You need more power from Castellanos.
Here's the thing. When you project out his stats over 600 at-bats, you know, if you project out his 10 homers and 35 RBI and 250 at-bats, that projects out to 24 homers and 83 RBI across 600 at-bats a season.
Right.
That's not the Bryce Harper we need to go win a world championship.
No, I mean, you need Bryce Harper to be one of the best players in baseball, absolutely. And the question is, really, besides Schwarber and Harper, and if we're counting on Harper getting it going offensively, where's that power going to come from? And when you look at this team, and again, we've talked so much about the trade deadline, and obviously we'll talk a lot about it today as well. There's some interesting news that came out over the last day or so. But it's always exciting to buy. You know, it's always exciting from a fan perspective to make that splash. But in reality, it's only smart to do if you really believe in the team and you believe in what they can do. And you know, the last couple of years, what bothered me so much is that this team had a legit shot. They didn't go for it. You let it pass. And when you look at them this year, have I been frustrated by the Phillies? Absolutely. Is it painful to watch sometimes? Yeah. But in the end, I do still believe that it's in there. Like, I believe if they get the jolt they need, because I think that's another element to making a big trade deadline move that we don't always put as much stock into. I think we look at it a lot from the on-field stuff, but I also think there's something that can do to a locker room and to a clubhouse that can kind of jolt a team
big,
forward.
Though.
Yeah,
I mean, that outfielder or, you know, that whoever that is, man, I don't even know who we're talking about here. Like, surprise us with something that wows us all.
Well, and I still
changes
think that
baseball,
that they can make a run if they get that piece. And what I think they need, a real big impact bat. I think they need a real big impact reliever, and then probably another reliever to put in like the middle of the bullpen to supplement. So it's not going to be easy. I mean, I do think they need a lot, but if you still, and I'm speaking to, you know, Dave Dombrowski and the Phillies front office to a degree here. Like, if they really deep down believe that this team is World Series caliber, you need to go for it this year. You just have to.
I think the age factor is, you know, what you're implying when you, is what you're, without saying it, sort of referring to in this situation as well. Do you believe? Well, you kind of have to because Zach Wheeler and Bryce Harper are not going to be around forever. And the young guys are now, man, a lot older than people realize. So I think it is the age indicates the investment to up to this point already. These factor in as well. Our team is as good as we are because of the money invested. You know, it's all sort of symbiotically balled up into this big mass of everyone is in. We must be because there's a limited period of time that the great can be great. And we got to try to strike now.
Absolutely. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, do you still believe in this Phillies team? And do you really think that with the right additions, this team still has the capabilities to make a deep run? Devin, what do you think? Do you still believe in this team? And do you think if they make the right moves, they can make a deep run in this thing?
Well, I think it's less, honestly, about the moves and more like the most important person on the team, in my opinion, going into this second half is Bryce Harper. If Bryce Harper plays like the Bryce Harper we know from seasons past, not the Bryce Harper that we've seen, you know, injuries aside, even just lack of production to start this season, then I think like when he has power, it's contagious in that lineup and the guys feed off of that. He's certainly a lead by example type of guy. He's not, you know, Kyle Schwarber is like the overall vocal leader in that clubhouse, but Bryce Harper is the one, especially offensively, that when he gets going, he tends to set a trend for the rest of the team. So I think that it's massively important for Bryce Harper to get hot. I also think, you know, Richie mentioned the quote-unquote younger guys. It feels ridiculous saying that because they're like 28 years old at this point. But for Alec Bohm, for Bryson Stott, to really start picking it up because, I mean, the trade deadline is around the corner. And, yes, I would love them to get two relievers and another righty outfield bat, but that's easier said than done. You're going to have to give up a lot to bring in three separate pieces. I think right now I was always pro bullpen, bringing in more help and more relievers. But the more I look at it, the more I think, you know, it would really ease up the pressure on this bullpen if they brought in a reliable bat who's able to add more runs. Because the Phillies, I believe, are averaging like two or less runs since the start of June, and they're at 500, and that's just not enough to win a playoff series.
Well, I mean, let's face it, that West Coast trip was brutal offensively. I mean,
oh my God.
They had the one game against the Giants where they scored 13, but aside from that, watching the offense in that stretch was just awful to watch, and I feel like we've had those weeks where, remember a few weeks ago, they had the week where they go to Houston and they don't hit at all, mm-hmm. and it's like...
It's painful to watch.
They're susceptible to that. Yeah, it's painful's the perfect word. Like, mm-hmm. It is hard to watch when they go through those stretches. And you're right. Like, obviously, the deadline moves are going to matter, but they need the guys that are here to step up and get right for the second half.
Right. I don't think bringing in, even if it's an outside player, say it's Justin Crawford who's brought up. That's not going to be some miracle fix to this lineup, and they're all of a sudden. If that somehow happens, then great. But you need everyone else to also step it up. You need the former daycare to really figure out what's going on with their bats and start hitting more consistently.
Absolutely. Philly's second half starts tonight. Angels coming into town. Want to know where you're at with this team. Do you still believe in the Phillies? Do you still believe they can make a deep run? And I think that's really the question that they need to be honest about in the organization leading up to this deadline. Because if you do really believe, you got to take a shot. You got to go for it.